Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
So as I was saying, next to a novel idea that is being announced this morning by Sean Kelly MEP, who is, as you know, also a former president of the GAA. And it is wearing those two hats today that he joined me earlier on to discuss an environmental initiative of the European Parliament that he is sponsoring. I began our conversation by bidding him a very good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Nice to be with you.
You want GAA clubs to leave at least one half of one pitch unmown for the summer months. And this is a response to the biodiversity crisis.
Yeah, and this isn't as daft as it might seem, because the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in the United Nations told us that not only are we not going to reach the 1.5 degree limit in climate change in global warming, but if we continue as we are, we're actually going to warm by 3.6 degrees. This is an absolute crisis. Also, 91% of habitats are not in a good place, and we need to do something drastic. And as a former president of the GAA and being involved in the climate change initiatives in the European Parliament, I saw in Strasbourg a pitch, a soccer pitch, where half it was cut and the other half wasn't. And I was absolutely amazed. I said, what's going on here? So they told me they were doing it in relation to trying to create a habitat and also challenging young people to be able to play in different circumstances. And I asked the young kids afterwards, because they introduced me to them, and they loved it because they felt that they were not only just developing their skills and enjoying their game of soccer, but also they were learning about nature and actually contributing to it. So I said, couldn't the GAA do the same? So I spoke to them, and actually I got a positive response. Because when I was president of the GAA at that time, I remember the CEO of the ESB, McManus, Padraig McManus, came to me and he said he'd like to make Croke Park the first green stadium in the world. And I spoke to Peter McKinnon, the director, and lo and behold, it has become so. So the GAA sees the benefit of this. And for many other reasons as well, I think we will get them on board, because it will be a pilot project which hopefully can be rolled out in due course.
So it's not going to be on all pitches in a club, but one half of one pitch. And presumably because it's one half, both teams have to deal equally with the impediment of the longer grass.
Yes, and actually from a GAA perspective, they see this as being good for the GAA. Because they have got heaps of correspondence, particularly in the last 12 months, by people complaining about the way the games have gone. One, hurling is too fast. They'll say, if you scratch your arse, you'll miss a vital score. And it's because of the pristine pitch and the speed of the game, etc. So having it half the pitch, long grass, that would slow it down a bit. But also in relation to football, football has gone so bad now in terms of non-stop passing that you'd nearly want a few gallons of Red Bull on you before you go to a match so you wouldn't fall asleep. So the GAA see the benefit of this, and they say it needs to start, particularly at grassroots level, to stop coaches coaching the individuality and the creativity out of youngsters and giving youngsters a more diverse opportunity.
Okay, but what are you doing to the quality of the pitches that are usually mown 2 to 3 times a week but would now be subject to nettles, dandelions, thistles, whatever else being blown onto those pitches? That doesn't make for a good long-term playing surface, does it?
It may or may not, because when I was young, we played in our field in Kilcommon, and it had rushes and it had furze bushes, and I never remember it being cut, and we got on fine. And I think youngsters nowadays are mollycoddled a little bit too much. Everything has to be perfect, and it's not good for them. They need to be tougher. And I think this certainly, and they want to be tougher, because, Philip, I remember when I was teaching in St. Brendan's in Killarney, the teachers that were most popular were the teachers who challenged youngsters and didn't let them do everything they wanted to do. So I think we are sometimes taking the wrong approach. It's good for youngsters to be given the challenge, and this would be a great challenge for them. and they would love it.
Well, I hope that there's a ready supply of dock leaves on all of these pitches as well when the kids are coming home with the nettle stings and complaining to Mummy and Daddy, because Mummy and Daddy be coming to you, won't they?
They may, but I think long term they will see the benefits of it, because it won't do them any harm at all to get an odd sting or a skirt on, as we said long ago, or whatever, because it will probably make them more resilient health-wise as well. So there are a lot of benefits. And the final benefit, Philip, I want to tell you, is that I have secured funding from the Vice President Timmermans in the European Commission for this project. So all clubs will get a good shake-out on this, like they got from JP McManus when Limerick won the hurling. And I have insisted with the GAA, the money will have to go to the clubs, particularly those who are participating. And I think most clubs would be willing to do so. And the other benefit which the European Commission is hoping, because of the influence of the GAA, basically where the GAA goes, the rest follows, that this might spread, because it's going to actually increase biodiversity. And as I said, 91% of habitats are not in a good place. Well, we have to act, and act urgently.
There's no doubt that now is the time to be taking these kind of big decisions, but this will be a controversial one, no doubt. We will see where it goes. Sean Kelly, thank you very much for talking to us this morning about this initiative.
And thanks for your interest.
So there you go. Over now to you, FAI and IRFU. Sean Kelly talking to me earlier on today.